Have you considered becoming a border guard? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama is sending National Guard troops to Arizona to show that he's doing something about illegal immigration, but it won't be the kind of military patrol a lot of Americans envision. According to reporter Jim Small of the Arizona Capital Times, they'll be mostly on desk patrol.
They're not going to be actively patrolling the border. You know, basically do a lot of that kind of grunt work and back office work that would free up then sworn Border Patrol and ICE officers to go out and actually do the job that they're sent down there for.
And that seems to be the real problem here. Not enough Border Patrol officers. But let's think about this. If we have the money for the National Guard, we obviously have the money to hire more Border Patrol officers who can actually go out and catch trespassers. So why don't we? Because, according to Jim, there aren't enough qualified applicants.
It's kind of a hard sell to tell someone, okay, we want you to move down to, you know, the very southern part of Arizona, live in the desert, not near any major cities, you know, and live out there and sign a 3-year contract that says you won't leave.
It's starting to sound like the same story you hear from the farmers. We can't find Americans willing to pick fruit in 100-degree weather. Okay, but this is the Border Patrol. Here's a chance for patriotic Americans to fix the broken border and get paid to do it while living in the sunniest part of the country.
Now's a good time to get out here. We're just about to hit 100 degrees here in Phoenix this weekend.
And the Border Patrol needs you, even if you hate the idea of working in 100-degree weather, because it's the only way to keep out the people who don't. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.